Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
What a week.
Yeah, it feels like a week of months. Like we've just, what is this, Thursday? Feels like it should be November already, right?
Actually, it's not. Cow. It's nice and warm here. I'm reveling in the fact that I'll get to go outside very soon. But
yeah, the weather's perfect.
Let's start the huddle. Let's start the huddle.
Stop talking about the week. All right.
Tell me about what's up. What's going on?
So this week, you know, despite it taking forever to get through, I sent out more products. So I sent it out to an address in the United Kingdom. So now we're global. Very much looking forward to the feedback we're going to get from those things. And I also had a conversation with a very excited chief product officer who got his hands on the deck and just came back to me with like all kinds of energy and enthusiasm. So that conversation could not have gone any better.
So encouraged.
Yes. How about you?
Another busy week. Another mistake uncovered that turns into a change and a new policy, and you know how that stuff goes. That's fun. That's resolved. Moving on to other things. But yeah, it's been hectic.
Awesome,
to say the least. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about this week's review because you found a doozy of yet another thing that happened this week, and a story to go along with that. So yeah. Let's get into this.
So it's more of like we're gonna share the link, right? But it's more just like the event, right? Which I found out about online. I guess the day that it happened, as you do at this point. But essentially, the link is a Fast Company article. Intuit layoffs include 1,050 underperformers. And so when this happened, to be clear, they fired 1,800 people and said 1,050 of them, very specific number, were underperformers. They also said that they're going to invest more in generative AI, but their plan overall is to increase headcount and that they're going to double down on training. So, it's just, there's so much there. First of all, I feel bad for folks who were let go and categorized as underperformers in the freaking media, no less. Like, how crappy is that? It's also really fishy to me that they're investing more in AI, but they're going to need more people. I don't know. I think we're at a point now where we know that AI doesn't replace people, and I'm sure that they're using AI in their products for some ways, but just really what struck me is the unfairness of it all, of saying we let underperformers go and knowing that those people need to go out and get another job. So to me, this is a case study in horrible business practices filed under the topic of how not to handle layoffs or firing. But I also kind of am at a point where it feels like this kind of shitty behavior on part of corporations is the new norm. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because if you look at the two things, there's keywords in this article, and that's layoffs and AI, right? Mm-hmm. And both of those things, irregardless of what it is, those things are said, especially by publicly traded companies, to improve the stock value, right? Mm. And I think about IBM got into big trouble when they let go of, quote, underperformers. And I mean, you're talking like Intuit is 1,000 people. Intuit, I looked this up, they've got about 20,000 employees. So that's about 1/20 of the company. IBM let go tens of thousands of people. And like in some kind of like restructuring, this is before AI, you know, was a keyword. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they got in trouble because it turns out that they were letting go of all the people that were about to turn 60 to 65. They were culling the herd of, you know, older people. And so to me, this is just like, you know, when IBM did that, it was like a big deal, big news, big numbers, and then they got in trouble. And I feel like ever since companies started to, in the last couple of years, letting people go in mass because they were going for growth at whatever cost, right? So they were indexing on more. And so they hired more. And then when that model fell apart, then it's like, well, okay, well, we got to cut costs. We're going to cut costs. And first, if you think about it, just a couple of years ago, it was, we have to let all these people go because we can't afford it. Now it's like this tack on, we're letting people go, but we're also going to look for where we can be more efficient by plugging in AI to do some of these tasks, right? Mm-hmm. And the it's absolutely unfair. It's so unfair. But I don't see it going away, unfortunately. I just don't. I don't see how we stop doing this. And if anything, it's probably just going to continue to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, and organizations like that know that there's never going to be a shortage of talent. People are going to need jobs. And by the way, the job market in tech right now is horrible. So it's easy for them to just let a bunch of people go and find better people, quote unquote. It's just unreal to me, honestly. And the fact that they made the point about doubling down on training and that was a part of what they did already. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on a lot of it. It just doesn't sound right to me.
So, but you found another article that was related to this.
Well, not really related to it, but of course, then I was like, well, what is the right way to fire someone, you know? Mm-hmm. Because we've done it and it never feels good. Ever. But so like, what are the best practices? So I just found like a Medium article that was like how to fire people. There's tons of articles out there. I mean, go to HBR and you're going to find like 20.
But as you know, too, there's doing it the humane way, which is not what these companies do. You know, I think back to betterhelp.com. And I think it's referenced in the Medium article where the CEO brought 950 employees into a Zoom meeting and fired them all over Zoom at the same time and told them that they were being fired because they were stealing from the company and from their coworkers by not working as hard as they should, right? Like,
betterhelp.com.
Better.com. Okay, thank you. Better.com. Obviously not the way to go about doing it. But even, you know, when you plan it, and what I liked about the article from Martha Lane Fox is that she at least tries to give you some structure on things to think about. I find these articles slightly entertaining just because after you have had to do this, I don't know, just even a handful of times, like you say, it never feels good, even when the cause is just, even when they've got to go. It never, ever, ever feels good. And it also never, ever, ever goes according to plan.
Oh, right? Never. Absolutely. So
it's like the thing of like, you can have a plan for what it is. I'm totally screwing this up, but you have a plan for how you're going to fight somebody until you get punched in the face. Right. And it's the same thing with letting people go. Laying people off is even worse, right? Because it's not their fault that they're having to be let go in that way. So I think the important thing with this is to be as humane as possible, you know, cut the fluff, don't gaslight people. Oh my gosh, don't gaslight people. You and I have been there when people have been lit on fire. And it's just like, just shut up and just tell the truth and be done with it quickly. Don't agonize over this and, you know, just get it done. But I do like the part of like trying to figure out like how you can help. And sometimes that also means too of not helping, at least not right away, right? Like not insisting I want to help you, but giving that person time to just figure out what the hell happened and leaving the door open so they can come back to you. And if anything, just talk, just get some clarity. Yeah. That's been my experience, is if providing clarity after the shock has worn off has helped out quite a few people that I've had to let go.
Yeah. I mean, biggest lesson is do it in a kind, empathetic, humane way, and it won't make headlines.
Yep. And you got to keep this top of mind because it's not going to go away. Like, you know,
no, it's
these,
not.
These things and kind of what the thing that pissed you off, these big layoffs, they're going to keep on keeping on.
I've been laid off. It sucks. Those people will recover and they're all talented in some way for their organization to say that they're underperformers. I don't know if it's fair. I don't know if it's accurate, but it doesn't feel right. So,
yeah.
All right, let's move on to the hit list. What, you're up first. What do you got?
So I came across, and I racked my brain around how I found this, but I came across a website called 80,000 Hours. And it is, I don't know if it's like a huge community or not, but it's essentially a job board for positions. And they run, they're in tech, they're in government, they're in NGOs. It's basically jobs that have some meaning beyond just, you know, what it is that you're doing. And so I just thought it's random, I know, but it's something I came across and I saved it to share here.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig in. I took a quick look when I saw that you posted the link. It looks awesome. All right. My first share is been listening to the Chapel Roan record. It's called The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. Have you heard it? Have you heard of her?
No.
She's like a big pop sensation. It's like,
really?
She was, maybe you remember months ago, Sonia and I talking about how we were listening to the Taylor Swift record and the algorithm would always play an artist after it was this artist. And okay. I wrote it off because it got on my nerves so bad that it kept serving it to me that I felt so marketed to. And then I gave in. And it's pretty damn good. It's been fun to listen to.
The algorithm knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. I guess so.
So my next is a book that I'm reading again for the second time. It's called Do Interesting. The length that I'm providing is to a Medium article. And it's from the folks that do the Do books and the Do talks. Anyway, the Medium article is a really good free introduction into this idea of how to be an interesting person, right? And a lot of it just, you know, the TLDR is to be curious, no matter where you are, what you're doing, to be curious and to even look into the mundane to find, you know, something interesting there. So fantastic article, even better book, but start with the article and go be interesting.
Love it. All right. My second is another listening. The Digital PM has a podcast. And recently, Marissa Taffer, who is another Philly-based project manager, joined with Galen, friend of ours, and talked about how agencies can get the most from their freelance project managers. I see a lot of agencies looking for freelance PMs. I know as someone who has done freelance PM that it's challenging and agencies tend to expect a lot of someone who's a freelancer, but there's a lot of access and background and onboarding that PMs need. But there's a lot in this episode where they talk about just how to do it, what good practices are, how to build your business. Pretty cool. So
nice. Very nice.
Yes.
So here we go. Another podcast done, you know, behind us going into the weekend. What do you have to be thankful for?
I'm going to high five community this week. So like the idea of finding your people, I've been talking to just new folks this week. And anytime I talk to them about like the community work that I did with Digital PM and the summit and all of that, people get really excited about it. And I forget how exciting it was and how exciting that time was. And how much community is important. Like I think of community and I think of the people who lost their jobs at Intuit and how community is going to help them. You know, I see posts coming through about like, here's great people that need to be hired. Like that kind of stuff is exciting. And I also just like the community that you see in social media, you know, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Threads, all of those places, like there's support out there. So that's my high five this week.
Nice. High five. Mine is we've had a fantastic week. I mentioned the products earlier, but you and I have also sent out more proposals this week. We've had some really interesting conversations with prospects, just getting out there even more and more. It always feels good. So yep. High five.
High five to that. All right.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.